Senator Jeff M for a Saturday afternoon in the studio with Andy Dalrymple from Alabama Newspapers from the sports desk. And it's going to be a busy summer internationally from the footballers.
It is. We've got on two fronts, because obviously Alan Bannon are away at the Knieffa Euros in Hungary. They've got the warm-up this weekend. As we speak, they will be strutting their stuff at the bowl in the Neve Challenge Cup. And then, of course, the Isle of Man FA representative side are off to the sunny climes of Jersey for the Island Games. So an exciting summer for essentially the same set of players, really.
With the way it's all working out and the politics between them, your word count must have gone up, representative side, every time you mention Isle of Man.
Yeah. Well, you've got to get your facts straight. As a well-respected journalist like yourself, you know, we can't be vague. We have to know black and white, as it were. But no, I think, you know, it's giving our top players more exposure to different types of football, you know, and that's what I've always said. It's more games. I think obviously this summer's a bit unique because there's the Island Games as well as the Euros, so that within quite quick succession as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, the squad deals with fatigue issues, because let's be honest, the games is always tough because you're playing three, possibly four games in very quick succession. And you only got a 20-man squad, so you can only rotate to a certain amount. That's going to come off the back of a trip to Hungary for 4 or 5 days, where they're playing a couple of games over there, obviously, in the Euros. So it's just going to be interesting to see how the boys fare, and if one has an effect on the other.
Energy FM and certainly what Malcolm is doing at Knieffa, me for Ellen Vannon, I think it's absolutely fantastic, and it's something that really I'm all behind. But it doesn't matter how they do in the Knieffa Euros this summer, even if they win it, is the Isle of Man representative side at the Island Games always going to be bigger from the outside?
It's a difficult one. Again, it probably depends who you ask. Some people may regard, because the Ellen Bannon, the whole thing about it was it's a truly national side. You have to have Manx parentage or grandparentage rights to play for them, essentially the same as England or Scotland or Wales. But the FA side has traditionally been our standard bearers and our, you know, the ones that have flown the flag in the past, and it's a traditional thing. People will always sort of maybe refer to them, I refer to them as the Ireland team. It's not a slight on Ellen Bannon, but it's just the way it's always been. And I think, you know, they're trying to coexist at the moment, and I hope they can continue to. I know it's sometimes uneasy, a coexistence, but you've got to admit, it's essentially the same players, you know, with a couple of exceptions because of the parentage rule. But as I say, this is really good. This is the first summer where they've both been in action quite close, so we'll be interested to see how it pans out.
And with them both being in action this summer, will the managers get compared? Will the teams get compared? And will this create more of a divide? Or
I think it was different because the opposition is very different. You're not got really. I would say Alderney are over this weekend playing in the Challenge Cup we've mentioned on, and they're obviously going to be group opponents for the FA side in the Island Games. But it's very rare that you're going to get crossover between the two worlds, really. People probably will compare them, but unless you go and watch both competitions, I don't think you'll be able to judge the standard of the football. The Island Games, we've notoriously struggled in, because the standard is good there. The Euros, obviously, we're not going to be there, and we only know some about some of the teams, but that you'd think that'd be quite a high standard as well. You know, you've got semi-pro footballers in most of the teams there. So you compare them, you could do, but I think it's hard. It's a very hard thing to do because you put the different scenarios in different teams, really.
Well, I think best of luck to both organisations throughout the summer. Ellen Van, of course, at the Knieffa Euros in Hungary and De Brecken, and the Isle of Man representative side at the Island Games. People want to follow you on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. How do they get involved?
Well, we are on Twitter. It's at Manx Footy Blog. 140 character gems every now and then. We're having a dabble with Facebook. Apparently, the kids are doing it these days, so we're going to give it a whirl. That's just IOM Sports Desk. Not as football centric, but if you like clay pigeon shooting, you know, bit of archery, occasional bit of tennis, it's right up your street. Just give us a like.
Excellent. There you go. Thanks very much to Andy Dalrymple. Always great to hear from you. And very finally, the beard.
I think it's going to come off. I was some homage to Josh Kelly because of his tremendous personal season, winning most of the individual things. But yeah, I look a bit like an out of work busker, don't I? So
it's an array of colours. Check him out on the Energy FM Facebook page, on the sports section, and on our website, energyfm.net, as well.